the radio host on KCSP AM in Kansas City, Danny Parkins, for some perspective on offensive tackle Brandon Albert. Danny, thanks for joining us so much today. Big news here in Davie, Florida, with the signing, the free agent signing of Brandon Albert, 5 years reportedly for $46 million. Give us a little perspective from the Kansas City side of what we're getting as an offensive left tackle.
Well, he was the best offensive lineman on the Chiefs last year, no question about it. And the Chiefs would love to still have him, but the economics of it basically made that impossible. The Chiefs used the number one pick last year on Eric Fisher, who ended up playing right tackle because Brandon Albert was the left tackle. And then they drafted Donald Stevenson a couple of years ago, who has emerged as a starting caliber player who's only in the third year of a rookie contract. So the Chiefs are about to have one of the cheapest, youngest offensive lines in all of the National Football League. And after paying Brandon Albert $9.6 million last year on the franchise tag, there was just no way they could give him the long-term dollars that they wanted when they only have $9 million in the salary cap this year. So this was not an issue of Brandon Albert not being good. He was the best offensive lineman they had, but they have younger, cheaper, frankly healthier replacements and absolutely no cap room. So this was strictly economics, not football related.
Speaking with radio host out in Kansas City, KCSP AM in Kansas City, Danny Parkins. And Danny, the one thing the Dolphin fans have been talking about is the injury bug. Brandon Albert maybe had a nicked knee. Maybe his back was bothering him a couple of years ago. What did you see out of Albert in terms of being able to line up for 15, 16 games in a year?
Yeah, that's the number one concern. And honestly, it's a borderline red flag. When I saw $25 million for Albert, I was wondering how it was structured in terms of how they could get out of it. Because some of those deals, you know, you can actually save money if you get out 3 years into it. But some of them you can't really until it's the fourth year. He's only played 16 games in one of his 6 years in the NFL. He only started 12 games last year, but he also missed parts of time in those games. You know, back issues can be chronic, and Brandon Albert will tell you that he's 100% healthy because he is very confident. And I don't know, I heard through the grapevine you guys might have had a couple of problems on your offensive line last year.
Just a couple, Danny.
Brandon Albert is kind of the antithesis of what it seemed like you guys had in that locker room. I mean, he is the strong, silent type. If he could be said in four words, it will never take six words for him to say it. He's very tough. All the offensive linemen look to Brandon Albert as a leader in the locker room and in their positional meetings. So my guess is that, as much as anything, is what Miami was interested in. He's got a great reputation among players in the league, but his health is absolutely a concern. But I mean, my read on your guys' situation is that you couldn't really afford it. You needed to get talent, and you needed a leader to kind of stabilize that position group, and that's exactly what Brandon Albert is.
Danny, that was my question, and you just answered it like completely, and a great job, good insight when it comes to Albert. Here's my other question. When it comes to him, what does he really excel at? We're sitting here debating if he's a better pass blocker or run blocker. Is he mobile enough to get out into the screen game? Give us a little insight on that, please.
He's a better, by reputation, he's a better pass blocker than run blocker, but he's pretty good overall. I mean, the Chiefs have had, you know, Jamal Charles. I mean, they've had a pretty effective running game with Brandon Albert anchoring the line. So he certainly can do both. But if you put stock into the Pro Football Focus grades, he grades out a little bit better as a pass blocker than a run blocker. The back issue kind of limited his athleticism in terms of getting out into the screen game. Actually, Donald Stevenson, the guy from Oklahoma who's going to be replacing him, grades out as a better athlete now. And like I said, younger, healthier, and cheaper from Kansas City's perspective. But when Brandon Albert is healthy, he is I won't say elite because he's not in that Joe Thomas stratosphere. I'd say he's probably probably just paid the 10th or 11th best left tackle in the NFL, top five money, which is kind of the price of what you need to do in free agency. You always got to pay a premium in free agency. But if he's healthy, he is a very good to borderline great pass blocker.
You know, Danny, I know we've flirted with the idea of giving up a draft pick or two for Mr. Albert last year. Was it really about, were they asking too much for Danny, or was it really about the money and that he wanted to stay in Kansas City?
No, it was that he did not want to stay in Kansas City. I mean, I actually know that he wanted to be in Miami. I mean, he is going to be thrilled. Whenever he meets the local media, I can promise you he'll talk about, you know, he lives in Miami in the off season, lives in Florida. I can promise you he will be thrilled, and it won't just be because of the money. He was very upset to get the franchise tag last year. But, like, if you want a little bit of context on the Chiefs situation last year, was they had a new GM come in, and they had to either give the franchise tag or sign Dwayne Bowe and Brandon Albert. They had absolutely no other option at wide receiver, and they figured their other option on the offensive line was going to be the number one overall pick. Last year it was, you know, Eric Fisher and Luke Jokel,